1-800-878-7578. Joe Kellerby joins us today, first-year head coach of the Warriors. Joe, good morning. Appreciate the time, as always.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I say first-year coach, but you've been on this program for a very long time. So, but how's it gone so far? I know it's you'd like to have a few more wins for your ball club to start things out. Fanning Classic's always a tough way to start the season. You're still kind of working through a few things in terms of your lineup and guys working some things at the plate and on the bump as well. But give me your initial impressions of what you've seen from your ball club so far.
Yeah, that's a good summary. I think we had three different lineups, all three different games. We still kind of figuring out who we are as a team. We've got a young team. I think we played eight kids that saw their first varsity experience this past weekend, and we're trying not to focus too much on those wins and losses, although we still make a point that they're still very important. But what we took from this weekend is that we can compete, and you know, we didn't get 10 runs in any game, and we were down, you know, in all three games and fought back in all three games. We were very pleased with how the kids progressed all weekend long to the third game, which is Ponderosa, which Ponderosa and Prairie View are very good teams from the Eastern Slope that come over. And you know, at one point we were 2-1 in the fifth or sixth inning. And I think I had Dayton Timbreza, a sophomore, on the mound. He gave us six innings, and I had three freshmen in the field behind him that were in the lineup, and those kids just fought and never gave up. And our energy was fantastic all weekend long. I think these kids are buying into what we're trying to do at Central this year. So nothing in the win column yet, but very pleased with how these kids are competing and starting to gel as a team.
Central Warriors baseball coach Joe Kellerby with us today on the Team Sports Network, but it's been one of your seniors, one of your upperclassmen, of course, a name that people know from your program and from basketball as well, Ryland Nostrand, that's led the way at the plate, hitting .500 right now, Joe. He's scored four runs. He's got four hits, a couple of doubles already this season. So for Ryland, off to a really good start at the plate. We'll talk about the pitching in a moment, but offensively, he's done a nice job for you.
Yeah, fantastic leader, right, on the basketball court and on the baseball field. He just does things right. So he prepares right, he practices right, and you know, when I've got six freshmen in varsity uniforms, and I tell those guys to watch Ryland, watch how he prepares, and then watch the results on the field. And absolutely, it's what we're needing out of him at the plate right now. And he gives us great chances to win games because of that leadership and because of what he can do physically and mentally on the field. So very pleased with how Ryland has started.
Last year, he's one of the strikeout leaders in 4A baseball. Looking at the numbers here, I haven't seen him on the bump yet. What does that look like for Ryland in terms of getting on the mound for you this season?
Well, it's kind of a week-by-week situation right now. Unfortunately, he's battling a little bit of arm problems, and we are not going to risk anything with him since he just signed his letter of intent just about a month ago. So we're taking it week by week, being very cautious with him and his arm care. And you know, when Ryland feels like and his team of medical professionals and family feels like it's ready for him to get back up on there, we'll get him back up on there.
Joe Kellerby, coach of the Central Warriors baseball team, with us. And Joe, I guess just for, you know, you mentioned some of your young guys, but maybe a player that has been even a surprise to you a little bit in terms of what you've seen from him so far. Do you have a guy that kind of fits that bill here early on through the first three games?
Yeah, you know, we have a freshman, Octavio Gallegos, and, you know, he played a little bit of summer for me. He's an incoming freshman last summer, and you know, he stepped up. He worked his tail off in the off season with what we presented the kids with some pretty aggressive weight training and some conditioning, and he's done a great job. I think he threw 4 1/3 innings against Palmer Ridge, only gave up one earned run. The defense wasn't too sharp behind him, and he made one heck of a catch in right field against Rampart that kind of stopped the bleeding a little bit, and it turned into a double play as they were a hit and run, and he made a diving catch in right field, and he's just always smiling. He loves to be on the field. It's very infectious. He loves to play baseball, and so I think Octavio right now coming out of the gate has been one of our bigger surprises, especially with how young he is being a freshman.
Joe Kellerby, Central Warriors baseball coach, with us today on the team tonight. Weather permitting, it looks like it'll be good enough tonight for baseball. We'll keep our fingers crossed on that, that you'll have Palisade battle for the bragging rights in the East in the Valley, Joe, and you take on Nate Porter and Palisade. They're off to a 2-1 start, played some really good baseball in the Fanning Classic, and Kean Kinslow has had a great start for them at the plate. So a big matchup with Palisade tonight over at Supplesio.
Yeah, in fact, actually, we have a 3 o'clock game right before them. We're playing Tynemouth High School. They're out of the Greeley area. We're still waiting on word if they made it over or not. But so we'll kick off the day with a 3 o'clock game at Supplesio. But you know, Coach Porter always has these guys prepared, and Winslow's out hot. Not a big surprise. I've seen him kind of grow up and play in the travel ball arena, and he's always been one heck of a hitter. And so seeing him just continue to progress is something we got to take note of. And we've talked about how to approach, you know, their big hitters, and they're well balanced. They've got power, and you know, we know of some other guys that just play really sound, solid baseball, not just at the plate, but they do all the right things in the field, and they'll challenge us in the zone. And so we definitely took these 3 days of practice to really focus on cutting down our swing and misses and putting more balls in play and trying to put pressure on teams. So we're looking forward to the challenge tonight. We know it's going to be a challenge. And, you know, our guys, it wasn't that long ago that Palisade ended our season in the playoffs. And for our returning guys, that has not left their minds. So we prepared mentally and physically really well this week, and so we're looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah, that was my next question I was going to ask you. I'm sure your guys are motivated. I called that game last year when you lost to Palisade out at their place in the postseason, and I'm sure for the Ryland Ostrands and those seniors that it's a game where there's a lot of motivation when you take on Palisade, and also, Joe, a preview of next year when Palisade joins the league, and this time next year when you play them, when you have that matchup with the Bulldogs, it'll be a league game in the Southwestern League.
Yeah, 100%. We've been looking forward to Palisade coming into the Southwestern League for a very, very long time. We're glad that that's happening. It makes our league stronger. And yeah, you know, our seniors, along with Ryland and Lewis Koontz, who does a great job behind the plate, and Caden Guerreri, who's one of our arms, and mans our shortstop, and Nick Colunga at first base. Colton Eckert's a senior as well. He comes over to us from Caprock, and these guys remember what that was like not too long ago, and we've certainly talked about it, and keep the emotions as level as we possibly can, but understand they're looking forward to this challenge for sure.
All right, so